The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports. Whether it's AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJET, J98 The Booth, MIMOinfo.com, or at MIMOinfo Sports on Twitter. Regional Radio is your most comprehensive source for all area sports.
Matt Greenwood with you at Joe Becker Stadium, Joplin, Missouri, side of the Region 16 tournament. Second elimination game of the day. It features Mack, Mineral Area College, and Crowder. And we've already got the game going. So here we are. Ryan Paschal on the mound for the Cardinals. Throws ball two to Cameron Tissue, third baseman for the Crowder Rough Riders, as Mack gets the home draw for this elimination game. 2-0, wind, ground ball up the middle, hot footing it over the ball is the pitcher Paschal as it makes its way into center field. And Cameron Tissue starts off Crowder on the right foot. It's one aboard, nobody out for Fraylin Cabrera. Mineral Area College, less than 30 minutes ago, losing a heartbreaker in the bottom of the 13th. Jake Luft pulling through for State Fair to help the Rough Rider or the Roadrunners win it 11-10 in the bottom of the 13th to send State Fair on to the Region 16 title game. And Cabrera pops up the first pitch to the right side and about seven rows deep on the second level of the grandstand. And the count is 0-1 to Cabrera, hitting 111 in this Region 16 tournament, has only hit a double. Paschal stands on the first base side of the rubber. Tissue, a threat to run. The 0-1, rather, is a breaking ball that backs up on Paschal, and it's inside for ball one. So Mineral Area College with a very quick turnaround, as expected on the schedule. It was made that way, as there's a called strike on a slider from Paschal, who was the losing pitcher. So he finished the game against State Fair. Now he's starting this one. His arm is nice, fresh, and ready to go. So Coach Jones electing him to start. He's got a runner at first and a 1-2 count. And a fastball painted on the outside corner. Ring him up as Cabrera will spin and walk back to the Crowder dugout on the third baseline. And the struggles continue for the sophomore shortstop, Fraylin Cabrera, now 1-for-10 in this Region 16 tournament. A guy that's having a little bit better luck, Sam Chaput. He had a two-run home run in game one of this tournament yesterday in Crowder's 5-4 loss to State Fair. Both ahead of Paschal and Chaput in the sun. As Chaput goes opposite field towards left, that'll get down for a base knock. Around second, Tissue digging for third. Left fielder digs it out. And now we have a cutoff throw to the plate. And the ball bounces off the turf and hits the bottom of the foot of Tissue as he slides in head first safely. And Crowder gets the early jump on the Cardinals. 1-0 here in the top of the first. RBI single, Sam Chaput. Number 25, winds up being a double for Sam Chaput. And so now the batter is Colton Nix, batting from the right side, first baseman for the Rough Riders. Had an RBI in the 5-2 victory over Jeffco earlier this afternoon. Lets one bounce in front of home plate as Paschal falls behind 1-0. Colton Nix was actually the guy that put Crowder on the board first in that win over Jefferson College, whose season came to an end with a 47-10 record and two losses in the Region 16 tournament. 1-0 fastball upstairs, chopped towards the left side. Shortstop Tommy Van de Sanden makes a nice smooth throw on the run and gets the out at first base. And over to third is Chaput. So two down for Crowder, top of the first, up 1-0. And the batter is Michael Chrisman. Crowder led by Travis Lolliman. He's been doing this business a long time. Lives out in Neosho where Crowder is located. As the left-handed swinging, Michael Chrisman stares at a ball outside. It's 1-0. Third baseman Dylan Thomas standing in the shade over behind the bag. The 1-0 from Paschal. Ground ball to the right side and through the hole. And run number two scores for Crowder. Jared Jones at first let it go by, thinking that Drew Bleckley was there in that spot with a left-hander pulling the ball, and he wasn't, and it went through into right field, and it's 2-0 Rough Riders. Chrisman RBI single. Chaput scoring from third. And the batter up is Quinn Cherry. Cherry fouls one off the screen right side. Cherry bats from the right side and is the designated hitter again today. 250 batting average through two games in the Region 16 tournament. He's gotten on base twice with hits. Next pitch from Paschal. Low and outside on the breaker. It's 1-1. So the winner here will face State Fair at noon tomorrow in the Region 16 title game. Loser is packing their things up and going home. High chopper third base side and foul towards the Crowder dugout over there. One ball, two strikes. Paschal ahead in the count. Two outs here in the top of the first. A two spot for the Crowder Rough Riders at 44-14 this season. Mineral Area College entering the contest at 32-16. 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Runner takes off and no throw as Hicks could not dig it out in time. And Michael Chrisman has a stolen base. Quinn Cherry, number one. It's nice and blue on the back of his jersey, and he fouls an upstairs pitch to the back of the, or to the top of the screen, I should say. And it remains two balls and two strikes. Sunset scheduled for 8:13 this evening in Joplin. When we got here at the ballpark earlier today, it was out towards right field. Now it's behind us on the third base side. A breaking ball from the righty Paschal just missed wide as a home plate umpire thought about it, but it's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at second. Crowder up 2-0. Infield playing back for the Cards. Paschal coming set. And the pitch. And a check swing, no swing. A ball misses up and in. That's ball four. And so Quinn Cherry is aboard. Working out a tough walk there. He'll vacate the batter's box and enter Roderick Chris. Or as he's listed on the official roster, Rod Chris. Swing and a miss by Chris. Spelled like cross, but with an I instead of an O. Took a big aggressive hack on the first pitch from Paschal and came up empty, so it's 0-1. Chris, a 250 batting average in this Region 16 tournament. He's been on base twice and eight at-bats, and he has scored twice. First and second for Crowder up 2-0. The 0-1 overhand curve misses. Now it's 1-1. Rod Chris is the center fielder today, or this evening, I should say, for Coach Lallemand and the Rough Riders. Paschal looking back at second. 1-1 pitch driven out towards right center field. That ball is going to carry up on the hill. One hops the 3-foot brick wall. Run number three scores for Crowder. And coming around for run number four is Quinn Cherry. A two-run double by Rod Chris, freshman center fielder for the Rough Riders, and Mack is in a 4-0 hole. Chrisman scoring run number three. And Cherry, run number four, able to come on in all the way from first base. Next batter up is Brinson Williams. He hits it right back to Paschal, who will underhand toss it to first base for out number three. Well, Mac suffered a heartbreaker in the bottom of the 13th inning, losing to State Fair on a walk-off single. And it carries over into the top of the first inning as they give up four runs to Crowder. But the Rough Riders certainly earning it. The biggest hit of the inning, a Rod Chris, doubled to right center field. So Mac has some work to do, but they've got nine innings to do it. So we'll find out if they take the right step in the bottom of the first when we come back in 1 minute on AM800 KREI.
Hey, fellas. Welcome to Fleeg's Equipment. What can I help you with?
Dad, over here. Check out the Spartan mower.
Sorry, that's my son. We're here to find a new mower, one that my 14-year-old son can easily operate that won't break the bank but leaves my lawn nicely manicured after he's done mowing.
Buy me this Spartan mower and I'd mow the lawn.
Son, my guess is that one's a little bit out of our price range.
Actually, that's a Spartan RZ. It performs like a commercial-grade mower with residential price. The RZ Pro is Spartan's most affordable option, and it's equipped with standard features that make the Spartan stand out from the rest, like the GT track for the best incline traction, easy touch brake system, the ergonomic cockpit, foot assist easy lift deck, our simplistic design for easy add-ons and maintenance. Your son will mow like a pro. He'll be happy, and so will you.
That settles it. We'll take it.
Fleeg's Equipment, turning sons into mowing pros one dad at a time. Fleeg's Equipment. Let our family serve your family in St. Genevieve, Lexington, and online at fleegs.com.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM800 at KREI. Mineral Area College down 4-0 to the Crowder Rough Riders. The winner advances to the Region 16 title game, and the loser will be heading on home with their season over as Crowder looking pretty good early on. With a four-run top of the first inning. And so Mac will get their first look at Tanner Norris. Norris, a righty. Short, but not stout. First pitch. Fastball fired in there for a strike call to Caleb Fearstake. Fearstake, one of many few good performances by Mac Cardinals ballplayers this Region 16 tournament. The fastball comes in, and the catcher, Williams, couldn't quite hang on. We call it a strike. I thought it was a ball. I think it's 1-1. Righty to lefty. Fearstake golfs it towards left on a line. Deep, and that'll land. And around first, chugging for second, is Fearstake with a leadoff double here in the bottom of the first. There we go. And that's going to bring up the catcher, number 28, Liam Hicks. Hicks, .333 batting average in this Region 16 tournament. Had a solo home run to right center field in the three-run seventh inning that tied the game at 8 between Mac and State Fair about an hour and a half ago, or maybe 2 hours was that seventh inning. It's another lefty for Tanner Norris to face, and he starts him off with a ball low and outside. So Hicks is going to be catching two games today in consecutive fashion. As a 1-0 fastball upstairs from Tanner Norris. Fearstake with a good start to what could be a pretty good response to a four-run first for Crowder. Hand separated from the chest. Norris delivers, fouled off the screen after it took some rubber pellets up out of the bottom of the turf, the all-turf infield. All-natural grass outfield here at Joe Becker Stadium in Joplin. The count is 2-1. Slight shift for Hicks as the shortstop Cabrera playing behind the runner just a few feet to the left of second base. Come and set Norris. The pitch, and Hicks pulls it down the right field line, but foul. So Fearstake will retreat back to the bag. On deck is Riley Perks. He, too, has had a good performance. The offense for Mac has been outstanding. They have scored 17 runs in two games. So that hasn't been the issue so far. And 1-6 has been outstanding. There's a tailing fastball. And the count goes full to Liam Hicks. Again, on deck is Riley Perks. Third baseman, Cameron Tissue, playing well off the bag and well off the line as a 3-2 comes set to the lefty Hicks, and he rides this one towards right, towards the hill. It'll bounce in front of it to the warning track. Around third, coming home is Fierstegg. No, he will stop at third as the throw went into second base. He had to wait a little bit between second and third just to make sure that ball landed. Didn't want to get doubled off a second in case the right fielder was able to race over there and make the catch. And so the Cardinals are in business. Runners at the corners for Riley Perks. So a double and then a single. And if I'm Riley Perks, I don't mind the triple, and then maybe Jake Pryor can hit the home run. First pitch from the righty Norris, a little sidearm action, and he catches the outside corner about belt high for a called strike. Perks had a two-run go-ahead single in the top of the 11th inning in the 11-10 loss to to State Fair. As the 0-1 comes, and he'll pull this one high into the blue sky, but well out of play down the right field line. No balls, two strikes to Riley Perks. That two-run single gave Mineral Area College the edge, but then State Fair responded with a Hayden Bradford two-run double in the bottom of the 11th to tie it. State Fair again winning it in the bottom of the 13th. 0-2 from Norris. High chopper. Norris over to field it. A run will score for Mack. And the flip to first is in time for out number one. Fierstegg scores the run, and Mack is on the board. New score is now 4-1, Crowder. So an RBI. 1-3 ground out. And Riley Perks proves effective hitting in the three spot. Now here comes Jake Pryor. Pryor hitting 250 in this Region 16 tournament. He's got an RBI to his name as a fastball. Catches the outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1. Jake Pryor back out in right field for the Cardinals in this elimination game against Crowder. A look at second for Norris. Fastball misses high and wide. Lights are on here at Joe Becker. Anticipating darkness here in about an hour, maybe a little less. Beautiful scenery out behind the fence. 1-1 from Norris, sidearm action, ground ball towards second. Coming forward and making the play on the third short hop about waist high was the second baseman Jordan Hussein. And the throw to first in time for out number two. Over to third base goes Liam Hicks. Chance for Dylan Thomas to do some damage here. He's got a home run this Region 16 tournament. It was his past game. It was a two-run jack to left field, a towering shot that tied us up at 8 against State Fair. Man, what a fun game that was. Hope you didn't miss it. The Mineral Area College and State Fair winners bracket game. As Thomas takes a high pitch for a ball, Norris comes back with a sidearm curve that misses low and wide. To the right-handed swinging Thomas. Runner at third, it's Hicks. Mack could cut the lead in half here in the bottom of the first inning, the 2-0. And Thomas will pull it down the left field line and well foul. There's a little gravel area where a lot of ball players who want to take batting cage practice will come through that entrance. Nice little gravel area for kids to run around to, if I guess they so choose. Here's a 2-1 to Thomas. And the fastball backs him away from the plate. And that brings us to a 3-1 count. Crowder will have their 9-1-2 hitters coming up in the top of the second. 4-1 the score right now. Mack trying to get another run. And a sidearm slider on the outside corner. Tanner Norris gets a strike call. Dylan Thomas disagrees with the umpire. Full count, 3-2. Hicks at third. No one else is on. Norris coming set, belt tie, the leg kick and the pitch, and way out in front of a curve, like way out was Thomas, and that strikeout ends the frame. But hey, Matt gets a run, a ground out, RBI for Riley Perks. Still got 8 innings to go, big fellas. Keep your heads up. We'll head to the top of the second here on KREI.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
This is Dr. Karen Melton with exciting news. Audiology and Hearing Center is now Hearing Care Partners. Hearing loss can be gradual, so if you're noticing some issues, just give us a call. We offer free consultations. We're still available at our three locations that you love in Farmington, Herculaneum, or St. Genevieve. It's Hearing Care Partners, powered by Audiology and Hearing Center. For more information, go to hearingcarepartners.com. Hearing Care Partners, we listen so you can hear.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Midwest Sports Center pitching change for you. The new face in the game for Mineral Area College is number 35, Matt McGilvery. Comes in relief of Ryan Paschal, who lasted one inning, in this game at least. Pitched a couple in the loss of State Fair just about an hour ago. And so it'll be Jordan Hussein to face McGilvery. The lefty picks up the front leg, delivers, and a ball sharply hit through the hole left side. And around first aggressively is Hussein. The throw to second, it's well in time. And the out is called. Interesting decision there. As able to get enough juice behind the throw is Riley Perks. And, of course, he'll look him down and say, really, dude? You really thought you could get to second base on that? Of course, Hussein looked back out towards the right fielder, or the left fielder Perks, with a little bit of respect for the good throw. Hey, why not put the pressure on the outfielders when you're up 4-1, and you're the number 9 hitter, you know, leading things off? Here's Cameron Tissue taking a first pitch low from McGilvery. Next pitch, also low and in. Now 2-0. Dylan Thomas playing for the pull, as Tissue with a single and a run scored. 2-0 pitch, fastball, right over the heart of the plate. 2-1. So it'll be a single and a 7-4 on the attempted advancement by Hussein. Pitches low from the lefty McGilvery, and it is 3-1. All of the field here at Joe Becker in the shade. The 3-1 inside pitch, green light for Tissue, and he comes up empty. All right, McGilvery. Looking to make it two outs here in the top of the second. The pitch. And he misses in. And that is ball four. And Tissue is aboard for the second time tonight. And in consecutive innings. And that's going to bring up Fraylin Cabrera. Batting 100 in the Region 16 tournament. 1-for-10 with 2 runs scored. And that one hit of his was a double. This will be his 11th at-bat of the tournament. And a pitch sails on McGilvery. Kicks off the backstop. Comes and rolls past the catcher Hicks and back towards the mound. And the home plate umpire, as the runner advances to second, will ask for the baseball and then give it right back to McGilvery. checking to see if there was a dent on the baseball. And there wasn't, apparently. So a wild pitch there puts Tissue at second base with one out. Cabrera struck out looking his first time up. Come and set third base side of the rubber. McGilvery picks up the front leg and delivers a fastball right past Cabrera. Count to 1-1 as Fraylin Cabrera is slumping here in this Region 16 tournament. Hitting two-hole for Coach Lalleman and the Rough Riders. Yes, got that one correctly. Got Rough Riders and Roadrunners. 1-1 coming from McGilvery. And Cabrera will ride this one towards right center field, spinning the right fielder around as he tumbles on the hill. That ball clears the 3-foot brick wall. And it's a 2-run home run for Fraylin Cabrera. And Crowder leads it 6-1. That one landing at the foot of the Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy scoreboard. A delicious looking fly ball to right field. And Crowder is in charge. And so the batter is Sam Chaput, the right fielder. Bats from the left side. It's a lefty-on-lefty matchup. McGilvery delivers, and the pitch lifted up over the screen behind home plate. Made its way beyond the press box as well. It's 0-1. One out. To think if Jordan Hussein had not gotten greedy, that would have been a 3-run home run. It would be 7-1, not 6-1. Pitch, line drive, back up the middle. McGilvery, thankful to be alive. That ball right past his ear into center field. And the hits just keep on coming for the crowd of Rough Riders. All right, Colton Nix grounded out to short his last time up. Hitting in consecutive innings. Feet slightly apart. Stands off the plate towards the back of the box. Waves the bat around the first pitch, and he lifts it up to the right side. And that one is out of play. So the Presbyterian men are starting lineups the way you want to live. For Crowder, it's pretty simple. Cameron Tissue at third leading off. Shortstop Fraylin Cabrera batting second. Hitting third, Sam Chaput. Right now the cleanup guy, Colton Nix, playing first base as the ball bounces from the lefty McGilvery. It's now 1-1. Batting fifth, Michael Chrisman. Quinn Cherry, the designated hitter, is in the sixth spot. The center fielder is Rod Chris, batting seventh. And then Brinson Williams, the catcher, in the eight hole. And then Jordan Hussein, second baseman, batting ninth. Ground ball towards third. And that'll get past the diving Dylan Thomas into left field. Just got past him as Perks bobbles it out and left. Runners will stay where they are after initially thinking they could get an extra base. But Chaput thought differently. Stays at second. Colton Nix now occupies first base. And if Mac's not careful, this could get out of hand real fast. Another lefty-on-lefty matchup, Michael Chrisman. McGilvery needs some good fortune. The first pitch, fastball outside corner. You bet that's a strike. So the winner of this game will go and play State Fair tomorrow at noon for the Region 16 title. Crowder would have to, or Mack, would have to win the first game in order to force a second one. And bouncing a pitch is McGilvery. Count runs to 1-1. McGilvery coming in relief of Ryan Paschal, who lasted one frame. Gave up a four spot. 1-1 from McGilvery. And a backhand attempt by Hicks. Scoots away. Third base side. But no advancement from the runners. 2-1 the count. First appearance of the Region 16 tournament for Mike McGilvery. 2-1 pitch, hit towards second base. Drew Bleckley with an easy overhand toss to first to beat Michael Chrisman, who was hustling down the line. There are two outs. Runners advance a base. Chaput to third and Nix to second. So Quinn Cherry will come up for Crowder. He walked and scored a run in the first inning. McGilvery, by the way, entering this tournament, a 5.40 ERA in 35 innings tossed. Gets a swing and a miss on a curve from Quinn Cherry. And a count 0-1. McGilvery also struck out 38 batters in 35 frames. His walks, though, a little bit high, 17 walks in 35 innings. 0-1 fastball, and the umpire squeezes the zone on McGilvery. It's a little bit outside. It's 1-1. Cherry scored the run on the two-run double by Rod Chris. That made it 4-0 Crowder at the time. They've added two more on the Fraylin Cabrera big fly to right center. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That's at the feet of Quinn Cherry. Count runs to his favor, 2-1. Well, not quite. Ball three would be in his favor. Wind blowing slightly in from center field. Slightly across from right to left. The 2-1. Up in the zone. Fouled into the screen. And the count runs to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two outs for Crowder. 2 men in scoring position. The Rough Riders, the 2 seed in this Region 16 tournament, hoping to meet the 3-seed State Fair and get a little bit of revenge as State Fair beat him in game 1-5-4. 2-2 on the way from McGilvery. Line drive back up the middle. Base knock, run number 7 for Crowder's going to score. Run number 8 right behind him. A 2-run single by Quinn Cherry. And this game has been busted open by the Crowder offense. 8-1 the new score. Quinn Cherry able to pick up RBIs number 1 and 2 of the Region 16 tournament. So runner up first now, still 2 down. The batter is Rod Chris. He also has 2 runs driven in. Leg kick pitch from the southpaw McGilvery, and it tails low and away. From the third base side of the rubber. Leg kick and pitch by McGilvery and another sharp shot towards left. Another hit for Crowder. Back-to-back singles. Cherry and Chris. Here comes the number 8 hitter, Brinson Williams.
The catcher, number 34, Brinson Williams.
Williams 0-1. He was the final out of the first inning. Come and set McGilvery. The southpaw misses just a bit wide. One-oh the count to Brinson Williams, catcher for Crowder. 143 batting average in this tournament. Next pitch. Off into the bat, shot to the right side and out of play. So again, Matt McGilvery is your Bloomsdale Bank pitcher for the Cardinals. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. The 0-1 from McGilvery. Misses just a bit inside. That evens us up at 1-1. 8-1, Crowder on top. They've doubled up the 4s on the Parkland Elthmart Pharmacy scoreboard. 4 in the first, 4 in the second. The pitch, swing and a miss. Ball slightly elevated. Right across the Crowder letters on the front of the jersey. Unable to catch up to the heat was Brinson Williams. And he's on the verge of being the final out of the second inning, which would be the second time that he's been the final out of an inning in this game. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, and he is. Foul tip strikeout, and Crowder goes down, but not before they put a little bit of a dent in the scoreboard again. Another 4 spot. It's Crowder 8, Mack 1. We're heading to the bottom of the second here on AM 800 KREI.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. I was wondering why you say that your summer starts at your Toyota dealer.
Well, summer's just around the corner, right?
Yeah, it is.
And with great offers on our big selection of Toyotas now through June 3rd, you can get the reliable Toyota you need to get you to all the events that summer has to offer. Like drive up and visit your mom for Mother's Day.
Oh, son, it's so good to see you. Come here and give your mom a kiss.
Or maybe go snorkeling over Memorial Day weekend. How about see your nephew graduate from college? Or go down to the lake for 4th of July fireworks.
Wow, there's so many places to go, I just don't know which one to pick. You know what? I'm going to do them all.
That's the spirit.
Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM800 KREI, broadcasting at Joe Becker Stadium from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Lopsided score on the Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy scoreboard. 8-1, Crowder has the lead on your Mineral Area College Cardinals. And the batter is the shortstop, Tommy Van de Sanden. He'll lead things off against the righty, Tanner Norris, the second half of our Bloomsdale Bank pitching matchup. And the sidearm righty starts us off with a strike. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to their customer since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Tanner Norris, another sidearm slider. And that's good for a strike as Van de Sanden finds himself in an 0-2 hole. 333 batting average through nine at-bats for Van de Sanden. He'll poke one out towards second to a knee, playing the short hop as he had to pop up a little bit, was Hussein, but he stuck with it and made a good throw to first. It's one up, one down. So the winner of this game will advance to the Region 16 title game tomorrow afternoon, a noon start against State Fair. The batter now, Jared Jones. Sees that sidearm coming at him, and he lets a curveball go by for ball one. Twirls the bat once, rears back. Jones waiting for that 1-0 fastball, and it's low. It's 2-0. Into the line. Norris delivers. Fastball at the knees. Get me over strike there. Now 2-1. Mack won on day one over Jefferson College 7-4, but lost their 3 o'clock winner's bracket game to State Fair in the bottom of the 13th. Final score there, 11-10. Curveball misses, now 3-1. Norris wearing the stirrups. They're nice and blue with a little black and white attached, and a ball low. And Jones will work a walk. A one-out base on balls for Jared Jones, the West County High School product. And now here comes second baseman Drew Bleckley. Bleckley has had a pretty decent Region 16 tournament, especially on the defensive end of things. Waits for the first pitch, the righty second baseman, and it's right there, just above the kneecap for a called strike. On deck is the designated hitter, Kurt Dawkins, barring a double play ball, he'll come up. And the 0-1 low, now 1-1. Blakely wearing my favorite number, number 7. As an Astros fan, Craig Biggio sticks out. Guy got to 3,000 hits, hit like 285 for his career, and was a second ballot Hall of Famer. Norris able to fit in a slider, and the count runs to 1-2. Drew Bleckley, freshman from Wentzville, looking to put the ball in play, and he sends one off the turf, off the end of the bat first, and then off the turf to the backstop. Ryan Virgink, the pitching coach for Mac, initially made the effort to go pick up the loose ball, but he was beat there by a Crowder guy. Cameron McClure beat him to the ball. Cameron McClure from Tomball, Texas. Bleckley sent a grounder to the left side. Backhanded by Cabrera at the ankles. Throws the second for the force play. Fielder's choice for Bleckley. Jones, the man out ahead at second. So Bleckley will occupy first base now. And the designated hitter, Kurt Dawkins. Number four, redshirt freshman from Ajax, Ontario, Canada. Stands in the back of the box and hits from the right side and spins away, turns away, if you will, from an inside fastball. I want to thank the UPS Store in Festus, Comtria Festus, as well as Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum for allowing us to broadcast this game here tonight and all games all season. Dawkins will line one over the third baseman's head and into left field. Bleckley around second. He'll get the stop sign there. And Dawkins, out of the ninth spot in the order, has a two-out single. Back to the top of the order for the very dangerous Caleb Fierstake. Fierstake had a three-run home run in the fourth inning of the MAC 7-4 victory over Jefferson College on Thursday. Pitch tails outside from the righty Norris. The side arm are missing into the other batter's box as Fierstake bats left-handed. That one was in the box where the right-handed hitters are situated. 1-0 now to Fierstake. Same pitch, same spot, same result, 2-0. Fierstake doubled to lead off the bottom of the first, would later score on a ground ball back to the pitcher off the bat of Riley Perks. Two men on for the Cardinals, down 8-1 in the bottom of the second. 2-0. Upstairs, ball three. Fierstake is, well, he's the kind of center fielder that you're looking for. Can swing the bat well, has a little bit of pop. Good speed out in center field. Very aggressive to the baseball, and the 3-0 misses high and wide, and that's four straight pitches. He also has a good eye at the plate, and he's 6'2", 200. Guy will be going places for sure. The bases are loaded now for Mack. And batting is the catcher, Liam Hicks. At third, you've got Bleckley. At second, Dawkins. And at first, Fierstake. Righty on lefty matchup here. Liam Hicks leading the Cardinals in home runs this season with 14. Could use one right here. Fastball tails up and away. 1-0. One swing from Liam Hicks, and the Cardinals are back in it. Currently down 8-1. A grand slam would make it 8-5. Let's make it so, Liam. Into the wind, the righty Norris. And that one tails outside. Bell tied, 2-0. Well, maybe Riley Perks can get the grand slam after Hicks works a bases-loaded walk. Just saying, we want the Cardinals to do well, and they're in a good spot to do it. Two outs, bases loaded. 2-0 count to Hicks. And low across the plate, but low. Ball three. The catcher, Brinson Williams, tried to bring that one up into the zone. Will Hicks have the green light, the 3-0? He does not. He takes it. That's 3-1. At third, Bleckley. At second, Dawkins. And at first, Fierstake. Cardinals looking for a big swing and a big inning. Down 8-1. Hicks waiting patiently. Norris takes too long. Time is called. Umpire grants it. Lights are on here at Joe Becker. Sunset expected at about 8:13, so we're about 15 minutes away from that. It'd be nice if Hicks could hit one into the spotlights here, the 3-1. And that's a delayed called strike on the outside corner. Full count. Runners will be on the move with the pitch. Ball in the gap scores three. Up the middle scores two, and over the wall scores four. Let's go, Liam Hicks. The 3-2 pitch. Runners go. Ball four. And run number two comes in for the Cardinals. As that one missed way outside, an easy take for Hicks. He picks up an RBI the cheap way, and it's 8-2. Into score from third, Bleckley. Over to third now is Kurt Dawkins. Up to second is Caleb Fierstake. Here's Riley Perks. He has an RBI in this ball game. Into the line, the righty Norris to the lefty Perks. First pitch swinging, and he lifts it up off the end of the bat over the press box. It's 0-1. Riley Perks with four RBIs. Make it five RBIs in this Region 16 tournament. He's had 10 at-bats, and he has five runs driven in. That's called production, folks. Bases remain loaded. The 0-1 to Perks. It's low. Ball one. Riley Perks sporting the number 16. Left-hand swinger from Waterdown, Ontario, Canada. He, too, is a good size left fielder at 6'2", 210. 1-1 from the side armor, Norris, and it's lifted up over the press box once again. And the count runs to 1-2. Few shouts from the Cardinals fans still here. Wrapped up in blankets. Hunched over to stay a little bit warm. Hands in the pockets of their jackets. Batting gloves on. Gripping the handle of the bat tight. Perks looking to swing big. The 1-2. And it just misses outside. Perks caught on his toes. And the count is 2-2. 8-2 the score. Dawkins at third. At second, Fierstake. And at first, it's Hicks. Norris standing in the middle of the rubber, pitching out of the wind with a man on every base. A little delay there. Now picks up the front leg, and the 2-2 misses low. Full count. Same situation we had just a batter ago. Runners will be on the move. Ball in the gap scores all of them. Up the middle scores two. Anything else? Could be big news for the Cardinals. Norris stares into the catcher, picks up the leg and delivers. Runners on the move, swing and a miss, though. And Perks, late on a slider, unable to add any more runs to the board. We may have to come back to this inning as the look to see if the Cardinals wind up losing this game. That could have been a potential big inning in a moment that could have brought them closer, but as it stands, they get one run and they trail 8-2. We head to the top of the third. We're back in 1 minute on AM 800 KREI.
From faxing to notarizing, the UPS Store is every ing for your small business. And when it comes to protecting your confidential information,
shh, quiet! You should know about the shredding services available at the UPS Store. They're just what you need for protecting, securing, and disposing of proprietary documents.
Oh, so I can do less worrying.
The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
When you buy a pool or spa from Home Pools and Spas in Lendington, you're getting top quality. Just ask Randy Elliott of Potosi. He was very happy with the work they did.
It was absolutely phenomenal. They went above and beyond what I asked for. They did 100%, and anything that they could do more on that they thought that I would like or my family would like, they went ahead and did it.
Home Pools and Spas in Lendington, homepoolsandspas.net.
Home is where the fun everybody's is. Going. Home, pool, and spa.
This is the talk of the Parkland, KREI, Farmington. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at MIMOinfo.
New pitcher into the ball game for the Mac Cardinals as they trail 8-2, starting the top of the third. It is number 22, right-hander sophomore Zach McDermott. Starts off Fraylin Cabrera with a ball outside. It's 1-0. Righty-on-righty matchup. And the leg kick and the pitch from McDermott. And he catches the outer third at the knees for a called strike. And bigger part of that's Jordan Hussein that is at the plate. Fraylin Cabrera is in the hole. Toes facing the batter into the line from the first base side, McDermott. And this is low and outside with a curveball. It's 2-1. Winner of this game advances to the Region 16 Championship to take on State Fair tomorrow. Loser will be taking a bus back home. Let's hope it's not the red, black, and white Cardinals. Ball upstairs, now 3-1. Third pitcher of the night for Coach Jones and the Cardinals. They started it off with Paschal. He gave up four. McGilvery did the same. And a changeup low and in. And that's ball four, a leadoff walk for the number nine hitter, Jordan Hussein. Hussein actually ripped a ball down the left field line and tried to stretch it out into two. And Riley Perks has got a nice arm, able to throw him out at second base. So that's this technically his second time on base. And he takes off for second. Throw down. It's behind Bleckley covering the bag and into center field. Hussein takes the extra base towards third. And the throw back into the infield, and it gets away from Bleckley. And it will roll up the mound, and coming home to score from third is Hussein. Mental breakdown for the Cardinals as Fierstake just lobbed it back into the infield. Half effort by Bleckley at second base. Half effort all around, honestly, and it's now 9-2. So a stolen base, an E2, and then an E8. So error by the catcher, error by the center fielder. Cameron Tissue, the batter, by the way. Let's not forget about him. Pitch on the way. That one misses low. Two balls and one strike to the right-handed swinging Tissue. He's got a single and a walk and two runs scored. Pitch from the righty McDermott and a line drive to the opposite field, a base knock. Pryor picks it up and throws it back in. A bigger part of that's Dawkins out there in right field. So another man aboard for Crowder. So Dawkins is in right field, and Pryor is the DH. We had that backwards. Sorry about that. Ball misses low to Fraylin Cabrera, the two-run home run hit and shortstop, and then taking second base, stolen base for Cameron Tissue. No throw. Ball was low and dropped briefly by Hicks, and that was just enough. Next pitch is inside outed down the right field line and foul. Another guy warming up in the Cardinals bullpen. Nine to two, Crowder. Top of the third. Leg kick, pause, pitch, bouncer. Taking off for a third, Tissue. Hicks finds the ball, fires it to third. And that is high, and tumbling to the turf is Dylan Thomas. And he saved that one from going into left field and allowing another run to score. But Tissue with back-to-back stolen bases. The mercy rule is 10 runs after 5, 8 after the 7th. Right now it's a 7-run advantage for Crowder. The 2 seed in this Region 16 tournament. Come and set McDermott. The pitch. Low. And that's 3 balls and 1 strike. Zach McDermott, by the way, a 9.00 ERA in 5 innings pitched this season. Just his 7th appearance of 2019. And the righty delivers a ball that is low. And that is ball 4. Fraylin Cabrera tosses the bat aside towards third base. And will make his way up to first. A 5-pitch walk there. So a couple of walks, a single by Cameron Tissue, a couple of stolen bases as well from the third baseman. And Crowder has been all about the business here in this ball game. Four runs in the first, four in the second, now one here in the third. Nobody out, runners on the corners. Plenty of chances to keep on keeping on. Sam Chaput is the batter. He's got a double and a single. Runner takes off for second. Throw down there. Tag applied. No. Safe is the call. Fraylin swipes second base, and that's the fourth stolen bag of this inning. Nine-2 Crowder. Could make it 11-2 with a ball into the outfield. Chaput has the capability of putting it there. The 1-0. And Chaput rides this one out towards right center field. That's a no-doubter. That one clears a 3-foot brick wall by an extra 20 feet as he hits that one about 400. A 3-run jack to right center field. And Crowder has a 10-run lead. 12-2, your new score here in the top of the third. Helmet taps at home plate by five guys around there. And that is going to probably be it for Zach McDermott as Ryan Virginck, the pitching coach, out to the mound. Second home run of the Region 16 tournament for Sam Chaput. He had a 2-run shot in the first game in a loss to Crowder, and he hit it to the same spot, except this time he put a little extra oomph in it and got it to go an extra 40, 50 feet. A blast all the way to right center field. And the score again, 12-2, Crowder. Pitching change. We'll tell you about the new guy next on KREI.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, your local home of the No Bull Deal. The word local, you've heard the phrase shop local, buy local, but do you really think exactly what that means? When you shop here at Lucas Smith, you put your trust in the hands of all of my employees who also eat, play, work, live, and shop local. Jefferson County is their home too. Why drive for miles when you can buy what's right here in your backyard? All we ask at Lucas Smith Chrysler is to give us the chance to earn your business. Please shop local, and remember, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus.
Where can you go to have your land loan, construction loan, and permanent financing done all in one place? Bloomsdale Bank does it all. If you can dream it, you can build it with the right financing. Call and speak with one of their expert loan officers about a construction loan today. They service all loans locally. They'll help you make it happen. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Flu season is here. The fact is, millions of Americans will have the flu this year, but you can stay healthy by getting your flu vaccination.
The staff at Comtree Comprehensive Health Center will make the process quick and easy for you and your family.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment or walk in to any of our primary care service locations.
Welcome to our family tree.
Nick Silcox, freshman righty, entering the game for Coach Jones and the Met Cardinals as they trail 12-2 here in the top of the third inning. It's been four runs in the first, four runs in the second, four runs in the third for the Crowder Rough Riders. The latest big dent in the scoreboard, a moonshot to right center field off the bat of Sam Chaput, sailing a good 400, probably 420 feet. Just an absolute tanker to right center. And that removes Zach McDermott from the game. And here is Nick Silcox. 15 innings, 18 punchouts, an ERA of 6. He's facing Colton Nix, the first baseman, right-hander. And he misses with a curve low and outside. It's 1-0. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all. Located on Walker Drive in Farmington. 1-0 pitch. Curve misses outside. And the count to 2-0. So Chaput with his third hit of the evening. He is a triple away from the cycle after hitting that one over the fence, or over the wall, I should say. Big cut and a big miss there by Colton Nix. Why not swing for the fences up 10? It's now 2-1 on the balls and strikes. Silcox, it's his 11th appearance. He's got a win and a loss, and he'll be coming back for the Cardinals. He's a tall, lanky righty. A little bit of an overhand curve, maybe a little, let's see, not 12-6, but trying to figure out my clock here. More like a 10-5 curve, 10-4, that even exists. 3-1 fastball check swing, and Nix went around. And so full count between Silcox and Nix. Both guys' names ending with an X. Into the line, the 3-2 from the righty Silcox. And off the end of the bat towards center, coming forward, Caleb Fierstake. He will not get there in time. He overruns the baseball, but Nix will not be able to advance a base. That is back-to-back hits for Crowder. Still nobody out in the top of the third. It's been a painful last couple of hours for Mineral Area College. Had their hearts broken in the bottom of the 13th in a game against State Fair. In a game that was a seesaw battle starting about the third or fourth inning. First pitch low to Michael Chrisman. He's got a single, a stolen base, and a run scored. All of that happening in the first. He's ahead 1-0. Shoots a sharp ground ball towards second base. And right where the turf infield meets the outfield grass, it funky hopped itself over the mitt of the diving Drew Bleckley and into shallow right. And around second into third goes Nix. It's runners at the corners for the Rough Riders. And you can start to see it in the body language for Mineral Area College. They have given up. Hands on knees, guys hunched over. Hard to pick them up when you're down by 10 in a game against the 14th best team in the nation, according to NJCAA rankings. And now you got to face Quinn Cherry, who's tagged you for two. And a pass ball will get to the backstop. Throw to home, just a bit behind as Nix scores from third. And it's 13-2, a baker's dozen for Crowder here in the top of the third. Absolute silence from the Cardinals fans who have made their way from Park Hills to Joplin, Missouri. Good start to this tournament for Mack, beating the top seed Jefferson College. Spiking a fastball about 3 feet in front of home plate is Silcox. Spelled S-I-L-C-O-X. 2 balls and no strikes to Quinn Cherry, the DH. Runner at second, and that's it. Infield playing back, the pitch. And boy, oh boy, that one is up towards left, and that one will clear the bleachers out in left center. A taser that goes towards the housing behind the bleachers 400 feet away. Quinn Cherry hits a two-run, no doubt bomb to left. It's 15-2, Crowder. Man, oh man, that is a man's home run. Silcox giving up 3 runs here. On top of the 4 that McDermott gave up. 7 runs in the top of the third, and Crowder can taste the championship game. I mean, goodness gracious. What they're doing is impressive. I hate it for the Cardinals. Oh, my goodness. Towering shot towards left, sending Perks backward to the track. He leaps up, and he robbed him. Woohoo! There we go. That deserves a woohoo. Riley Perks. At the top of the fence in left field, takes away a home run from Rod Chris. Tip of the cap from the pitcher, Silcox. Coach Jones out across the first baseline. Coming out to the mound. There you go, Riley Burks. Don't let Crowder have all the fun. All right. Okay, 15-2, the score. We had to a break here because Silcox is being removed from the ball game. And let's go ahead and take a two-minute break here. It's 15-2, Crowder, one out here in the top of the third. Coming up next is Brenton Williams when we return.
Hi, it's Hannah at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. This month, you get to save. If you've been needing to get some work done around the property while using a backhoe, now's your time to own the major brand maker LS Tractor. This month, get the 35-horsepower four-wheel drive diesel tractor with front loader. Add on the LS submount backhoe, and you save $2,000. That's right, save $2,000. This month, get the 35-horsepower tractor with submount backhoe and 7,000-pound deluxe car hauler flatbed trailer for only $23,899. That's tractor, loader, backhoe, and flatbed trailer for only $23,899. And because you like free stuff, you'll get the 2700 PSI gas pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs for free with this package deal. See us today at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. See us on Facebook and give us a call at 573-756-4353.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Buss, agent 573-431-4893 or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
This is Myrna from the Jefferson County YMCA. Let the adventure begin. Summer day camp at the Jefferson County Y is designed for kids going into first grade through age 12. Fun adventure, themes, sports, games, arts, field trips, and much more. Camp runs June 3rd through August 9th. Give your kid a cool experience with great memories to last a lifetime. Visit gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County or call 636-931-9622 for details.
Midwest Sports Center pitching change for the Mac Cardinals on the road, off the road, or in the water. On the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center has it all, located on Walker Drive in Farmington. The batter is Brenton Williams, the catcher. He's 0 for 2. Kind of feel bad for the guy. He's the only one in this Crowder lineup not to get a hit. Fastball comes up and in. Ball 3 out of the right hand of Garrison Keene from New Madrid, sophomore righty at 5'11", 175. 15-2 the score. Rough Riders on top, top of the third. That's ball 4 at the feet of Williams. And he is on base for the first time tonight. And now every guy in the Crowder order has reached base. And they have batted around. Here's Jordan Hussein for the second time in this third. He walked and scored a run after stealing a base, and on that same exact play that he stole second, there was a throwing error by the catcher Hicks, and then a mental mistake on a return throw into the infield by the center fielder Fierstake that got away from Bleckley, and then Hussein picked himself up off the infield turf and came home from third to score. 1-0 pitch inside, called a strike. Throw behind the runner down to first, and scampering back safely is Williams. Two balls and no strikes to Jordan Hussein, who's played a really good defensive second base. Made a couple of really nice plays out there during the MAC game. Or, I beg your pardon, during the win over Jefferson College. Two balls and one strike now. And time is called by the first base umpire. Not sure what for. Hussein with a single and a walk. And a ball is called a strike, I believe. Throw behind the runner once more. And a tag applied. Not in time. As Liam Hicks has popped out from behind home plate to man first base, the new catcher for the Cardinals is number 10, Dalton Cook. Three balls, one strike. The runner at first is the catcher, Williams. One away, 3-1 count to Hussein. Ball right down the middle out of the right hand of Garrison Keene. Come and set, first base side of the rubber. Feet slightly apart. Small leg kick in the pitch, and it's shot down the third baseline and foul. It's 3-2. Hearing Care Partners' upcoming broadcast schedule. Hearing Care Partners, they listen so you can hear. Coming up on Monday, the Class 3 District 3 tournament featuring Jefferson and St. Pius, as well as West County and Arcadia Valley, along with Herculaneum. And as that ball misses low and wide, that is ball four. Hussein works his second walk of the inning. Runners at first and second now. Williams up to second base. Still just one out. We go back to the top of the order for Cameron Tissue. A single, a walk, and another single. He has scored twice, and he has stolen two bases. But anyway, that St. Pius Jefferson Class 3 District 3 tournament where Jefferson's the one and St. Pius is the three seed as West County got the two. That one will actually have the opening round pushed back to Monday, and we will cover it. So we were going to do semis, but because of the rains expected for tomorrow back home, they have pushed the opening round to Monday, and we will have three games on tap for you as there's a sidearm pitch there from Keene and misses low in the zone to the right-hand swing and Tissue. Count to 2-0. Slump shoulders on the infield for the Mac Cardinals as the fastball comes in over the heart of the plate for a called strike. Now 2-1. So that means the semis of the Class 3 District 3 tournament has been pushed back to Tuesday with the championship on Wednesday. We will have coverage of all of those games on AM 800 KREI and AM 1400 KJF as shooting one foul over the grandstands on the right side and out of play is number three, Cameron Tissue. Two strikes on the third baseman. He is yet to be retired tonight. 15-2, Crowder. Top of the third. Come in set, Keene. And he gets a swing and a miss on an outside curve. And down on strikes is Cameron Tissue. Third strikeout of the night for Cardinal pitching. So opening round, let me just correct myself here. The opening round of that Class 3 District 3 tournament will be on KREI and KJF if it features a Jefferson County school and a J98 school. As there's a strike call to Fraylin Cabrera, who's got a two-run home run tonight. 0-1 pitch now to him, and a curveball misses well wide. Wound up in the other batter's box. It's now 1-1. So, for instance, you got St. Pius and Kingston. That's a 3-6. That game will be on KJF and KREI. You also have Arcadia Valley and Herculaneum. That, too, will be on KJFF. That's AM 1400 and AM 800 KREI. As the ball misses low, it's now 2-1. Crowder up 13, two men on, two outs, top of the third. They've put seven on the board here this inning. Little sidearm action from the right-hander. Garrison Keene misses low, and the count runs to 3-1. And the other matchup is West County and Grandview. So that'll also be on KJFF and KREI. So like I said, first round coverage on KJF and KREI. Chopper over to third. Coming forward, Thomas Basket handles the ball into the glove. And he has no play. Just has to keep it in the heel of the glove and toss it back to the pitcher, Keene. And, well, that's just an example of things going right for Crowder and everything going wrong for the Cardinals. So Cabrera with an infield hit. And this will be the 13th batter to the plate for Crowder this inning. It's Sam Chaput. Hit a three-run blast right center field his last time up. And that was in this inning. The lefty outfielder takes a called strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. A man on every base for the Rough Riders. Williams at third as the fastball catches the outside edge. It's now 0-2. Hussein is at second, and Cabrera is at first. Cold breeze comes through Joe Becker. Right as come and set is Keene, and he misses a little up and a little in, and it's a one-ball, two-strike count. Cardinals just looking for something to go their way. It's been all Crowder from pitch number one. 1-2. Upstairs. Ball two. I'm not calling it yet, but it's not looking good for the Cardinals here. The fourth seed in this Region 16 tournament. They did pull off the day one upset, beating Jefferson College 7-4. There's a foul off the screen left side. Count to 2-2. The fact that they were just three outs away from advancing to the championship game tomorrow, as they had a 10-8 lead in the bottom of the 11th and just couldn't close the door, seal the deal, whatever you want to say. There's a 2-2 that Garrison Keene is able to put right on the outside corner, freezing Sam Chaput, and the inning comes to an end. But a 7-run third inning for Crowder behind a 3-run home run by Sam Chaput, as well as a 2-run blast to left by Quinn Cherry. 15-2 is your score after three. We head to the top of the fourth here on AM800 KREI.
Midwest Sports Center has the off-road adventure you've been dreaming about, with rebates up to $4,000 on great brands like Polaris, Can-Am, Kawasaki, and Suzuki. Hey, Josh Harris, owner of Midwest Sports Center. Come on, you know you've been wanting a sport utility vehicle, but you just keep putting it off. Stop putting it off. Now's the time to buy. You've been thinking about it too long. Act now before we're sold out. Your adventure starts here. Whether you're on the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM800 at KREI in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College, your academic next step, and maybe athletics as well. Here's a ground ball to second base by Jake Pryor, and the right fielder turned designated hitter tonight. Grounds out to second for out number one. 15-2, Crowder has the lead here as we start the top of the fourth. One up, one down already. Mac might just be playing to get out of here as Dylan Thomas comes to the plate. It's been a good season for the Cardinals. They came into this contest having won 13 of their last 16. Lost an 11-10 heartbreaker in the bottom of the 13th just a little less than 2 hours ago. And a ball misses inside to Dylan Thomas, the third baseman. It's 1-0. Righty-on-righty matchup here. Tanner Norris had to sit for about 35 minutes as his team put up 7 runs. Pop-up by Thomas into the third row of the front section, right behind home plate. And it's 1-1 to Thomas. State Fair is going to play the winner of this contest in the Region 16 championship game tomorrow afternoon, right at noon. Weather pending, of course. Last check was 60% chance of rain in Joplin. Thomas will take an inside pitch, hit it deep towards the left, and then on the warning track, the left fielder for Crowder has it. Michael Chrisman over and back to make the catch. Two down for the Cardinals here in the top of the fourth. I will say this, Thomas has put on a bit of a power display here tonight, or here today, period. Had a 2-run towering shot to the left against State Fair and a couple other fly balls deep to left field, so he's just missing a couple. The new batter is Tommy Van de Sanden. First pitch is a curveball out of the right-hander Norris's hand as it went 5-hole between the catcher Williamson's knees. 1-0 now on the way. Change up low and in. 2-0. Tommy Van de Sanden, I like his defense at short. He's done a pretty good job today. He's 0-1, by the way, with a ground out to second base. Pulls this one towards the third base side and foul. Now 2-1. Vanda Sanden will be coming back to play for Coach Jones, just a freshman. May even move up a little bit in the order. Swings a pretty good stick, but takes a 2-1 on the outside corner. Evens us up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vanda Sanden, like I said many a time before, from Bloemendaal, Netherlands, whiffs on a ball outside. He chased it badly. And the ball picked up by the catcher, Williams. He'll launch it down to first base to complete the strike him out, throw him out. So an empty top of the fourth for the Cardinals. They go 3 up, 3 down as Tanner Norris has retired the last 4 batters. And we head to the bottom of the fourth. It is 15-2. Crowder leading Mack here in Joplin, Missouri on KREI.
Do you have a passion for coaching? Have you ever wanted to run your own fitness facility? This fall, turn your love for sports into an exciting career with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Learn everything from the psychology and business of sports to the care and prevention of injuries. Sports management is a rapidly growing field and can provide you with a lucrative career path. Do something that you are passionate about with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Call now at 573-431-4593 to get started.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to share with you a revolutionary way to take your medicine. iCarePack allows us to work with you to synchronize and package your medications by the date and time of day you need to take them. No more pill planners, no more second-guessing yourself. The packaging is completely portable and can be taken with you for day trips, vacations, and doctor visits. Let Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy package your medication with a little extra TLC because you are worth it. iCarePack, only at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
Well, on a cold night in Joplin, Missouri, Crowder has had the hot bats all game long. 15 runs to max 2 as Mineral Area College trails by 13 runs as we begin the top of the fourth inning. Garrison Keene back on the mound for the red and white. And he's facing Colton Nix, who singles to left. And to a knee, Perks will send it back into the infield. Nix leading off this top of the fourth with a single. That's his third single of the night. Here comes Michael Chrisman. Also, 2 singles, 2 runs scored, and a stolen base. And he bats from the left side as a home plate umpire gets some new baseballs. So it's looking like Crowder's going to be playing some more baseball tomorrow afternoon. And based on the look of things here, with Mack down by 13, they are going to be heading back to Park Hills. Fastball misses outside from the righty Keene. And Chrisman has a 1-0 count. Body language shows that the Cardinals are deflated. Swing and a miss on the outside. 1-1 the count. I mean, seriously, it's got to be so crushing to have an extra inning baseball game, be up in those extra frames, and to lose a 2-run lead as a strike is called on the inner third. And then to have this guy named Jake Luft, who I'm sure the Cardinals will have nightmares about, come up with a runner at third, 2 strikes on him, 2 outs, and singles past the shortstop for the game winner. Putting Mack in this game tonight and State Fair into the championship game tomorrow as the right-handed sidearm Keene misses high and wide. And the left-handed swinging Michael Chrisman in a 2 tonight for Quinn Cherry on deck. He's got a home run tonight for Crowder. 2-2 on the way, poking it on the turf, playing the short hop at third. Dylan Thomas throw on the run, and he's making it look silky smooth as he gets the out. Up to second base goes Colton Nix. 5-3 put out. So Quinn Cherry, a walk and a run scored in the first inning, a 2-run single in the second inning, and then a 2-run home run in the third. So he is batting for the 4th consecutive inning. That's what happens when you put up 15 runs. Curveball comes in high across the plate, but the umpire likes it. 0-1, as Keene looks to get out number two here. Crowder has a runner at second. Left side of the infield playing for the pull. Pitch up and in, and it grazed the jersey of Quinn Cherry. No argument from the Cardinals fans, players, or coaches. Runners at first and second now for Rod Criss. First hit batter, actually, of this ballgame for Cardinal pitching. There's two on. And one out in the batter. Criss has two RBIs. First pitch swinging. Lifts one up over the right side of the press box. Actually over suite number one here at Joe Becker. Press box is behind home plate and up the third baseline. That's where we are in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Time was called at the plate by Criss. He's back in. Feet about a feet. Roderick Criss. Criss. Roderick Criss, spelled C-R-I-S-S. At second base, it's Nix, N-I-X, looking to score from there on a ball to the outfield. Sidearm curve, or maybe a changeup, planted perfectly over the inside part of the plate. And the right-handed swinging Criss, center fielder, facing a 1-2 count. A Baker's dozen lead for the Rough Riders. 1-2 from Keene. Up high, ball two. Sometimes the expectations for a four seed in a regional tournament is not very high, but Mack proved to be tough on this 2-2. There's a swing and a miss up in the zone. That's where Keene is able to beat Criss. Two down now. Still two on for Crowder at first and second. And with Criss retired, enter Brinson Williams. No. Enter his replacement. As soon as I said it, I saw a different number on the back of the jersey. It's number 10, Cameron McClure, redshirt freshman from Tomball, Texas. Concordia Lutheran was the high school he went to. And so he'll come up, swing an aluminum bat for the first time today as he takes the place of the catcher, Williams. Keene comes set, first base side, the pitch. Across the plate and over the middle, it's 0-1. But as I was saying, Cardinals, the four seed in this tournament. Jefferson College riding a 29-game winning streak into the matchup. Also an 8-game winning streak against the Cardinals. And they just beat them 7-4. Got to play at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Had a tough fight with State Fair. Came out on the losing end, unfortunately. And here we are, 15-2, just a couple hours later. Crowder on top as there's a foul ball up over the backstop. And it's 1-2. Runners at first and second for Crowder. McClure batting from the right side and facing the righty Keene. Keene peers in at his catcher, number 10, Dalton Cook. Comes set and delivers. Check swing. And the catcher hangs on. The home plate umpire rules it a swing around for McClure. And the inning comes to an end. Hey, a goose egg on the board. A zero spot. First time tonight for the Rough Riders offense. But they still take a 15-2 commanding lead into the bottom of the fourth inning. We'll see what the Cardinals can do at the plate when we come back in 1 minute on AM 800 KREI.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entree from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken feet, a roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Carsh Boulevard in Farmington.
Hi, neighbor. Hey, I noticed the new landscaping around your yard. Looks nice.
Hey, thanks. We're doing some home improvements, and we did it all with Potosi Lumber.
Really?
We replaced cabinets, added new carpets, put in storm doors, customized replacement windows, and more.
It's time for home improvements. See Potosi Lumber, Highway 21 in Potosi.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 800 at KREI. Freshman Tanner Norris with a sizable 13-run advantage courtesy of three home runs by his offense as the freshman from Willard, Missouri is out there for the bottom of the fourth. The Cardinals will send at least three to the plate, and that includes Jared Jones. No, it doesn't. Check that. Got ourselves a pinch hitter. It's number 10, Dalton Cook. Cook hitting in the place of Jared Jones. Cook behind home plate replaced Liam Hicks, who went over to replace Jones at first. And now Cook facing an 0-2 hole. Norris filling up the strike zone. Into the line, the violent delivery and the pitch. And it's up and away, 1-2. Dalton Cook, as I mentioned, a sophomore, a stocky sophomore at 5'10", about 180 from Salem. 1-2 on the way, and his knees buckle, and the home plate umpire rings him up. One up, one down for the Cardinals here in the bottom of the fourth. Norris has now struck out at least one Cardinal in each inning. We are here in the bottom of the fourth. The batter is Drew Bleckley. Swings from the right side and brings the hands forward but keeps the bat back and takes a curveball low and outside. Next pitch, low. 2-0. I'll be back on the mic on KREI and KJEF Monday afternoon. Opening round of the Class 3 District 3 High School Tournament. 2-0 on the way. And a changeup on the inner third. A called strike. It's now 2-1. Cardinals players hanging out on the railings of the first base dugout. A few fans left in attendance rooting for the red and white. Ball comes up and in across the letters. It's 3-1. Infield playing back. Second baseman Hussein, where he likes to be, with his feet on the outfield grass in right field. He'll come forward on a pop-up, and he goes from one grassy area, the natural side, to the turf side and makes the catch for out number two. Bleckley retired for the second time tonight. First time it was a 6-4 fielder's choice. He wound up scoring, but it counted as an 0-for-1 at the plate. Here's Kurt Dawkins, designated hitter for the Cards. Got a single that he roped down the left field line back in the second inning. Let's one fly by. That's low. It's 1-0. Dawkins with a pinch hit appearance in the loss to State Fair. Pops this one up over to the first base side and beyond the Mac dugout by just a few feet. Giving a look there was Colton Nix, the first baseman. He kind of got to the rails and realized he had no chance. So it's 1-1 to Kurt Dawkins. Kurt with a K. Stands in the back of the batter's box. Stands close to home plate. Tanner Norris, the righty, steps off the rubber, and now he's back on it and ready to fire the 1-1. Fastball just in off the plate, and it's a 2-1 count to Dawkins. 15-2, Crowder leads in the bottom of the fourth. Nobody on for the Cardinals, and they've got two outs, the 2-1 to Dawkins. It's up high, ball three. Top of the order is coming up next, Caleb Fierstake, if Dawkins can reach. Into the wind, and the violent delivery. The 3-1 is fouled off into the screen as Norris able to beat Dawkins just a bit in on the hands. Full count, two outs. Nobody on in front of Dawkins. Elimination game here in the Region 16 tournament. The 3-2, and that's going to hit Dawkins on the back right leg. So Norris, who hasn't really been wild at all tonight, shows his wildness there as he hits Dawkins. And it's a two-out hit batter for the Cards. We go back to the top of the order. And is that Caleb Fierstegg? It appears to be. No pinch hitter for the sophomore at 6'2", 200. A guy that Coach Jones and the rest of the staff are certainly going to miss. Fierstegg, an excellent bat. Catcher sets up outside of the left-handed hitting center fielder. And ball just missed off the plate. It's 1-0. Fierstegg with a double, a run scored in the first, and also a walk in the second. Come and set Norris. Gets one in on the hands. That's fought off. Off the top of the screen left side. It's 1-1. Fierstegg with a home run in this Region 16 tournament. Three runs driven in. Going 4-for-10 at the plate heading into this contest. He's now 5-of-11. And rips one into the screen right behind home plate. It's now 1-2. Mercy rule is 10 after 5, 8 after 7. Crowder will bat in the bottom of the fourth, potentially, with a 10-run lead. Or, beg your pardon, top of the fifth with a 10-run lead. 1-2 on the way from Norris. And Fierstegg pulls it. Chopper, first base, diving effort. Nix pops himself back up and races over to the bag. An excellent extension dive there by Colton Nix, able to beat Fierstegg to first base. And after four complete, it is Crowder 15, Mineral Area College 2 in this elimination game of the Region 16 tournament on AM 800 KREI.
Where family pride is driven home, Rutherford.
Hi, this is Doug Jr. at Rutherford. May is the month to buy, and May is the month to sell. First of all, if you're interested in a new 2019 F-150, look no further than Rutherford. We have rebates up to $6,250, or choose 0% for 72 months. Or how about this? A new 2019 Ford Escape with up to $5,250 in rebates. Check out these and many more deals at Rutherford. And second, we need your trade-in. That's right, we will pay top dollar for your present vehicle, whether you sell it to us outright or trade it in toward another vehicle. We need pre-owned cars at Rutherford, and we're ready to deal. So see us first, whether you're wanting to buy or sell a new vehicle, and we'll treat you right. That's Rutherford, I-55, the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
Where family pride is driven home, Rutherford, Ruther.com.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 800 at KREI, possibly the final inning for Mineral Area College's baseball season, as it's a 15-2 Crowder lead in this elimination game of the Region 16 tournament out in Joplin, Missouri. The batter is going to be Jordan Hussein, the number 9 hitter in the order. He's been on base a couple of times. Scored from first by stealing second base a couple of innings ago. It was back in the third. Fastball at his eyes from the right-hander Garrison Keene. 1-0 on the way. Ground ball, third base, and left of third. It's foul. The game started for Mineral Area College with Ryan Paschal on the mound. He was relieved by Matt McGilvery, then Zach McDermott, followed by Nick Silcox, and here's Garrison Keene in his second inning of relief. Next pitch is at the eyes and a little too far inside, and Hussein had to back away from it. It's two balls and one strike. Mack was able to split their four-game set against Crowder this season. There's a swing and a miss by Hussein. It's 2-2 now. On deck is Cameron Tissue. Mack took game one back on March 21st, 7-5. Crowder took game one, 7-5. And that inside pitch by Keene is going to hit Hussein. And Keene shouting in frustration. Didn't mean to hit Hussein, but he did, and he's on to first base. Back to the top of the order, third baseman Cameron Tissue. Two singles, a walk, three runs scored, two stolen bases, and a strikeout. Righty-on-righty matchup. Pitch by Keene. The side armor gets a strike call over the heart of the plate. It's 0-1. Crowder then lost to Mack on March 22nd. 11-0 was that score as Mack got the victory. 0-1 pitch to Tissue. And he lifts one up over the press box and towards the parking lot. So basically, it was kind of a funky four-game set for Mineral Area College and Crowder back in March. They had a doubleheader set, you know, for the 21st and the 22nd, but only got one game in on the 21st, then played two on the 22nd, and then had another one in, on the 23rd. Hey, there you go, another punch out for Cameron Tissue. Chased a high fastball from Keene. That's his second punch out of the outing. I take that back, third strikeout for Keene. One out for Crowder in the top of the fifth, Fraylin Cabrera. First pitch swinging. Line shot right. That'll get down in front of Dawkins. He'll throw it back in towards second base. It's two men on for the Rough Riders and one down as Cabrera collects his third hit of the night, his second consecutive single. He had a two-run home run in the four-run second inning. Is now Ryan Verjink, the pitching coach for the Cardinals from Clearbrook High School down in southeast Houston. He's coming out to take Garrison Keene from this ball game. He points to the Mac bullpen along the right field line, and we got ourselves a new name to tell you about when we come back here in 2 minutes. It's 15-2 Crowder, top of the fifth, two men on, as the sophomore Keene getting hugs right out in front of the Mineral Area College dugout. I'm sure tears are being shed as the sophomores realizing their Cardinal career coming to a close. Garrison Keene is one of them. So sad affair here tonight. Crowder's up 15-2 in the top of the fifth. They've got two men on. We got ourselves a Midwest Sports Center pitching change. And you know what? We'll be back in 1 minute here on KREI.
Hello, it's your backyard. What are you waiting for?
Your Caston summer begins with a new pool and hot tub from Caston. Think about all the hot summer days in a pool in your backyard. Stop in one of our Caston stores in Bonterre, Cape, Jackson, or Carbondale, and let us help you keep your Caston pool and spa clean all summer long with the region's best chemical prices.
Thank you!
Brick, stone, stoves, pools, fireplaces, spas, and more. Caston will become your favorite store.
I'm Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt. My job is to protect the citizens of our state and help make our communities safer. And today, I'm asking for your help. For too long, the citizens of our state have been deceived about opioids. As we move forward with our lawsuit, we want to hear directly from Missourians about how the opioid crisis has affected you and your loved ones. Share your story and help us hold those responsible accountable.
Share your stories at realopioidpain.com. Sponsored by the Missouri Attorney General's Office.
Missouri's Parkland, a great place to visit or live. We're the voice of the Parkland. AM 800 KREI Farmington, Park Hills, Mine, Lamont.
Midwest Sports Center pitching change for the Mineral Area College Cardinals. 15-2. Crowder has the lead in this elimination game of the Region 16 tournament. The batter is Sam Chaput. Swings the stick from the left side. And the new pitcher is David Hensley, a southpaw from Holiday, Tennessee. Misses with the first pitch to Cook, the catcher. And it's 1-0. Runner at first is Cabrera. Runner at second is Hussein. The pitch popped up into the pitch-black night sky here in Joplin. Shallow center. Fear stake over to make the catch for out number two. So Chaput is retired for the second consecutive time. That might be his last swing of the night. And if so, what a ball game for the young man. The right fielder with an RBI double in the first, a single and a run scored in the second, a three-run no-doubter to center field in the to right center field in the third inning. But his night appears to be over as Colton Nix, first baseman, right-hander, digs in. Hensley starts him off low and in. So the Cardinals' season likely to come to a close here tonight at the hands of the Crowder Rough Riders. And I'm sure a lot of these guys, once they get back on the bus and head home, will play the what-if game in their minds with that extra inning loss to State Fair about 2.5 hours ago. Well, about 2 hours ago, I should say. It was 11-10. State Fair got a walk-off single in the bottom of the 13th. Again, what-if game. What if this and what if that? By the way, a called strike to Nix. It's now 1-1. Hensley looking to get two consecutive outs. Pitch, curve, low, ball one. All right, so we do have an updated schedule for you on the Class 3 District 3 High School Tournament, which we'll call the first round on Monday. We may be able to get to it here. However, Crowder has two aboard with two outs and a 13-run lead. There's a cut and miss by Colton Nix on an upstairs fastball. And it's twos across the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two men on. Number 25, Nix in the box. Stands tall. Looks like a power dude. He's got some. Wearing an ankle brace on his front left foot. Checks a curve into the mitt of Dalton Cook. That's ball three, and the runners will be on the move with the pitch. You know what? We'll save the Class 3, District 3 high school schedule baseball tournament for the bottom of the fifth. Unless Nix gets on. 3-2 on its way. Nix golfs it and hits it to the right side and out of play. So, yeah, basically next week and the week after that, high school baseball, district, and state tournament play. Jefferson and St. Pius in Class 3, two of the top 10 teams. Jefferson a little bit higher. They are the top seed in their district tournament. Runners on the move. Sky ball towards right center. Off the bat of Nix. Fierce stake races over and makes the catch. And the inning is over. Crowder 15, Mineral Area College 2, 10-run mercy rule after five innings in this Region 16 tournament elimination game. So the Cardinals down to their final three outs. It'll be Liam Hicks, Riley Perks, and Jake Pryor. A few sophomores in there that will come up to bat when we come back in 1 minute on AM 800 at KREI.
Do you have a passion for coaching? Have you ever wanted to run your own fitness facility? This fall, turn your love for sports into an exciting career with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Learn everything from the psychology and business of sports to the care and prevention of injuries. Sports management is a rapidly growing field and can provide you with a lucrative career path. Do something that you are passionate about with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Call now at 573-431-4593 to get started.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
This is Jamie from Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have a wide variety of financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. May God bless you all.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Matt Greenwood with you on AM 800, KREI, elimination game in the Region 16 tournament. The last ball game of the night as Crowder, the Rough Riders, up 15-2 on Mineral Area College. Liam Hicks, the catcher for Mack, is being replaced by number three, Nick Allred. Redshirt freshman at 5'10", 190 from Portageville. He's certainly looks like he's added on a couple of pounds as Tanner Norris starts him off with a strike. Muscle, by the way. Don't get the wrong idea. I mean muscle. 0-1 slider. Misses low from the righty Norris. It's 1-1. So Liam Hicks, sophomore catcher, is done for the night. His career with the Cardinals, three outs away from being over. as Allred takes the ball upstairs for ball two. 15-2. The Rough Riders have been all over the Cardinals since the get-go. 2-1 on the way from Norris. Curveball. Call the strike. 2-2 the count. It'll be interesting to see who Coach Jones has coming up for the sophomore, Riley Perks, next. 2-2 pitch. This is high and wide. That's ball three. Looking into the on-deck circle, it looks like a 17 is out there. Might be Doug Payne from Cuba. And there's a late swing and a ground ball off the instep of Allred as the ball trickled out into the field of play. The home plate umpire right on top of the action, making the call rather quickly. And it's still 3-2. So Nick Allred is a sophomore, a redshirt freshman. Batting with a 3-2 payoff pitch. Low ball four. There we go. Nick Allred works a walk there. And now coming up, number 17 in place of Riley Perks, it'll be Doug Payne from Cuba, Missouri. Sophomore, 5'9", 170. He'll get to see his first bit of action, his first pitch of this Region 16 tournament as he drags the bat head across home plate from the first base side to the third base side. It's right-handed, does Doug Payne the pitch. Low, ball one. Again, mercy rule into effect here in this bottom of the fifth inning. It's a 13-run lead for Crowder. If Max scores four, we continue. The 1-0 from the third base side of the rubber. Norris, sidearm action, drops in a curve. That's a called strike. On deck is not Jake Pryor for the Cardinals. As a matter of fact, it's number 29, Ryan LaPlante. 1-1 to Payne. Swings and foul tips into the catcher's mitt. Williams hangs on. It's 1-2. Allred worked a walk. He's at first. Come and set the righty. Hand separated from the letters. The 1-2. Check swing. Appeal down to first, and they ring him up. So Doug Payne, sophomore from Cuba, gets one at bat. He goes around. That's a strikeout, and that's out number one. And coming up is number 29 for the Cardinals, and that is Ryan LaPlante from Arnold. Another redshirt freshman for Coach Jones. Man at first with one out. The pitch. Well, LaPlante came forward as he slid his left foot up in the box, but he kept his hands back, and that was a good call and a good take. As it missed low and in, it's 1-0. A couple of infielders for Crowder blowing on their hands to try to stay warm. The 1-0 and a huge swing, but a miss there by LaPlante. The Cardinals players enjoying the big swing from the big man LaPlante at 6'2", 205. 1-1 coming from Norris. The pitch up in the zone, swing and a miss. Little heater there by Norris. And so Tanner Norris, one strike away from out number two of the bottom of the fifth. Comes forward, curveball, outside, 2-2. So as I mentioned, the Class 3 District 3 tournament that we'll have for you on KJEF and KREI featuring top seed Jefferson, who will actually not play until Tuesday. We'll go over that schedule in just a second. Lifting one high into the night sky, left field is LaPlante, and the left fielder with a late lean over to his left, able to catch it for out number two. All right, so Dylan Thomas will get a chance to swing the aluminum bat. freshman from Cabot, Arkansas, will be coming back next year for the Cardinals. All right, so Monday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, St. Pius Kingston on KJF and KREI. This will be the opening round of the Class 3 District 3 tournament. Then at 4 o'clock, it's 2-seed West County against 7-seed Grandview. And wrapping up the evening were the baseball, Arcadia Valley and Herculaneum, the 4 and the 5 matchup, respectively. Nora steps off the rubber. Thomas 0 for 2, a punch out and a fly out to left. Pitch on its way. Changeup misses low and in. One ball, no strikes to Thomas. Thomas with a home run of the two-run variety in the game prior to this one. Just a couple of hours ago is against State Fair, a tough loss for the Cardinals. That's why they're in this elimination game, and, well, they're down to their final out. Pitch. Fastball over the heart of the plate. It's now 1-1. So we'll have pregame coverage at 1:45 on Monday on KREI and KJFF, first round of the Class 3 District 3 baseball tournament. Come and set third base side of the rubber. Norris delivers. The side armor, though, misses low. 2-1. It's been bitterly cold at night here in Joplin the last several days. That's why the middle infielders are blowing on their hands. Guys wearing long sleeves tonight underneath their jerseys. But the bats wicked hot for Crowder with 15 runs in the ballgame here tonight. 2-1 misses high. It's now 3-1. The only thing happening right now is Tanner Norris's pitch count is going up. There's very few fans left. Those sticking around to cheer on the Cardinals applaud the effort this season, as lifting one up over the screen behind home plate is Dylan Thomas. And we are down to our final strike. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Allred will be on the move from first. He's not being held on. On the move with the pitch. Come and set. Ready to deliver before time is called by the home plate umpire. Slight breeze kicks up, bringing the American flag closer to the center fielder, Chrisman. Here we go, 3-2, runner on the move. Inside pitch fouled off the home plate umpire. Dylan Thomas stays alive. Pardon me, that's Roderick Chris out in center field. Chrisman is his left fielder. A lot of C's out there in the outfield for the Crowder Rough Riders. All right, home plate umpire seems to have been able to walk it off. Thomas taking a little extra trot over to the Mac dugout on the first base side just to make sure the umpire could gather himself. Of course, on a cold night, that ball stings a little bit more. Thomas bends over with the stretch of the lower back, now digs in. Crowds home plate, feet apart, bat waving around, the 3-2 delivery. And a check swing, ball low. Do they appeal down to first? They will not. It's ball four. All right, so the game continues for the Cardinals. Nick Allred up to second base. Tommy Van de Sanden, the shortstop, will hit. Freshman. It will be back and playing short, most likely, for Coach Jones and the Cardinals. By the way, Home Bulls and Spots postgame show coming up after this. And again, missing low to start off the at-bat is Tanner Norris. So the righty from Crowder struggling here with his command as the Cardinals become a little bit more patient at the plate. Norris doesn't like the signs from his catcher, so he steps off. Now plants his right foot back on top of the rubber. Takes two looks at second. Turns home. Fastball misses wide. 1-0 to the right-handed swinging Tommy Van de Sanden. State Fair is the opponent for Crowder tomorrow afternoon at noon. That'll be for the Region 16 title and a chance to move on to the district tournament. Called strike on a breaking ball. 2-1 now to Vanda Sandin. The winner of this Region 16 tournament gets to host the district tournament if they so choose to pick their place. Waving at an off-speed pitch low and outside the zone is Vanda Sandin. And Mack for the third batter in a row. Down to their final strike. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 2 men on, down 15-2. And again, Norris going through the signs once more as he steps off. Now gets back on, ready to pick up that leg. He does. The 2-2, though, misses wide. So the Rough Rider fans getting a little antsy, trying to encourage Norris to just get the ball over the strike zone. Now Norris ready for the payoff pitch. Runners on the move, and Vanda Sandin stays alive as he pops one up towards the light pole and foul ground along the first base line. Still 3-2. Cardinals will finish the season at 32-17. Crowder will improve to 45-14. Will wind up winning 3 of 5 against the Cardinals. 3-2 payoff pitch. Vanda Sandin line drive up the middle, past the shortstop, and around third. Run number 3 is going to score for the Cardinals as Nick Allred steps across home plate. 15-3 the score now. RBI for Vanda Sandin. His first one of the tournament. Allred led off the inning with a pinch hit walk. Into second base, by the way, Dylan Thomas. Swing and a miss by Cameron McClure. Or beg your pardon, Dalton Cook for the Cardinals. Swings the stick from the right side. Crowds home plate, front left foot, slightly out ahead of the right foot. 0-1 from the righty Norris. Line drive down the left field line and foul, 0-2. And for the fourth consecutive batter, Mineral Area College down to their final strike. Be sure to stick around for the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. Make your backyard of paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool. That's Home Pools and Spas, homepoolsandspas.net. 0-2. Curveball over the middle part of the plate. Ringing up Dalton Cook, the home plate umpire, and that is the ball game. The mercy rule into effect. 10 runs after 5, that's the call, and the Crowder Rough Riders with a 15-3 victory are on to Saturday in the Region 16 tournament title game to face the State Fair Roadrunners. Mack is eliminated, and the night is over here at Joe Becker Stadium in Joplin, Missouri. We'll have your Home Pools and Spas post-game show next.
Hey, fellas. Welcome to Fleegs Equipment. What can I help you with?
Dad, over here. Check out the Spartan mower.
Sorry, that's my son. We're here to find a new mower, one that my 14-year-old son can easily operate that won't break the bank but leaves my lawn nicely manicured after he's done mowing.
Buy me this Spartan mower and I'd mow the lawn.
Son, my guess is that one's a little bit out of our price range.
Actually, that's a Spartan RZ. It performs like a commercial-grade mower with residential price. The RZ Pro is Spartan's most affordable option, and it's equipped with standard features that make the Spartan stand out from the rest, like the GT track for the best incline traction, easy touch brake system, the ergonomic cockpit, foot assist easy lift deck, our simplistic design for easy add-ons and maintenance. Your son will mow like a pro. He'll be happy, and so will you.
That settles it. We'll take it.
Fleegs Equipment, turning sons into mowing pros one dad at a time. Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fleegs.com. Mario's.com.
Mario's Italian Farmington serves the best Italian food in the area. Pizza, pastas, calzones, strombolis, salads, and sub sandwiches. Huge large portions with the freshest ingredients. Get Mario's full menu online at Mario'sItalia.com. You'll be satisfied with all the choices Mario's has to offer. Dine in or have it delivered or have them cater your next special event. Open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. Mario's Italia, located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at BryantRestorationCo.com.
This is Dr. Karen Melton with exciting news. Audiology and Hearing Center is now Hearing Care Partners. Hearing loss can be gradual, so if you're noticing some issues, just give us a call. We offer free consultations. We're still available at our three locations that you love, in Farmington, Herculaneum, or St. Genevieve. It's Hearing Care Partners, powered by Audiology and Hearing Center. For more information, go to hearingcarepartners.com. Hearing Care Partners, we listen so you can hear.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Matt Greenwood back with you on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show, our final postgame show of the night. And we are joined by Jordan Thompson, assistant coach for the Mac Cardinals, as they fall to Crowder 15-3 here in Joplin. And Mac's season comes to an end with a record of 32-17. But as the four seed in this Region 16 tournament, you know what they did? They beat the top seed Jefferson College. They were within just an out or two from advancing to the championship game on Saturday against State Fair. And then they just, you know, coach, you ran into a Crowder team that was locked and loaded and ready to swing the bats, and they certainly did that tonight.
Yeah, just like we talked about before, after the State Fair game, you know, mentally draining. And we used a lot of arms. State Fair used a lot of arms. It's a 13-inning game, a lot of runs scored. So we knew it would be a tough position. And like we said, Crowder was in a really good spot. It's going to be a good one in the championship, and I wish we were there.
Yeah, we certainly wish you guys were there as well. And, I mean, you can pep talk as much as you want after a walk-off loss to try to get the guys, you know, mentally refocused, if you will. And I don't know if that was really the issue there tonight in this game against Crowder. It might have just been Crowder, like I said, was just ready to fight you guys off and get to the championship game. And you know, they couldn't have asked for a better start with four runs in the top of the first.
Absolutely. They were good. They were really good. They got barrels all night. They put up a lot of runs, and, you know, they were just better than us tonight.
You look at the top of your order, Coach, and I know you're losing Fierstake and Liam Hicks and Riley Perks, all sophomores. Then Jake Pryor in the cleanup spot, he's gone. You do get Dylan Thomas, and, you know, he showed some pop late in this season, and maybe a chance for him to kind of move up in the order if that's where Coach Jones feels comfortable with him. But your top four guys proved to be very effective offensively throughout the season. Fierstake, Liam Hicks, Riley Perks, they all have bright careers. And whatever Jake Pryor decides to do, I know he'll be good at it because he's a good kid, very smart. But, yeah, just that sophomore core right there at the top four for you guys this year.
They were phenomenal. They really were. Some of the best guys I've ever been around, some of the best guys I've got to coach. All of them are really special. Caleb and Liam had really special years. Nobody's better than the next guy, but just really good people, man. Really proud of our guys. One of the more fun years I've ever had as a coach. They're a really fun group. They're a really good group. They're very respectful. They do the right thing on and off the field. And I tell you what, they want it more than anybody I've had. So that's really all you can ask, man. You ask that guys want it bad, and they do everything to get to that point, and they did. We were just short in the first game to get to the championship.
What were the emotions like after the loss to Crowder there?
Tough. Unfortunately, with how the game was, kind of knew what was happening. They're tough. Anytime you end a year, it's extremely tough. You never want to see your guys go. Listen, we spend 4 or 5 hours a day with these guys for 9 months, some of them for 2 straight years. But I think the toughest thing about today is that we're one walk away from winning the first game, being in the championship, having to be beat twice. Obviously, there's nothing given, but when you do get to the championship and you have to be beat twice, you're in the best possible spot. And we were just so close to that. It's just a roller coaster of emotions now that we're not. And I think for 18, 19, 20-year-old kids, that's kind of tough to handle.
Well, Coach, we'll let that be the last question. I appreciate your thoughts always coming up here, racing up here. I always see you running up the stairs to get to our press box and talk to us postgame. So I really appreciate that. Appreciate the hangouts here at Joplin with Coach Jones and the rest of the staff. And it was a fun trip. It was fun while it lasted, and looking forward to going back home.
Absolutely. Yeah, appreciate it, Matt. You guys do a great job. Thank you.
Jordan Thompson, assistant coach for the Mac Cardinals. They fall short to Crowder, 15-3. Second loss of the day, as you heard Coach and I talking about, a bottom of the 13th walk-off single for State Fair to punch their ticket to the Region 16 championship game. And then just total deflation mentally for the Cardinals, and probably a little physically as well, considering all the arms that they had to go through, how deep they had to go into the pitching staff. But you know what? They put up a heck of a fight. Like I said, they started the tournament beating the top seed, Jefferson College, 7-4. Fearstake had a 3-run home run in that game. Dylan Thomas and Liam Hicks went yard in the game against State Fair. So plenty of memories from this season for the 32-17 Mineral Area College Cardinals. And again, unfortunate that it does come to an end here tonight in Joplin. But as they say in sports, someone's got to win and someone's got to lose. And tonight, unfortunately, the Cardinals suffer 2 losses. Their season is over. Final numbers, we'll just kind of skip over the ones that we don't really care about, if we're being honest. Tanner Norris, 9-0 now for Crowder, the righty, going 5 innings, gets a complete game. Walked 5, struck out 6. Caleb Fearstake had a hit and a run scored. Liam Hicks had an RBI. Tommy Van de Sanden had an RBI that scored run number 3. Riley Perks had a ribby as well in this ball game. Those were the 3 guys that brought him in. Liam Hicks had a towering towering solo home run to right center field in the State Fair game. Dylan Thomas basically electrified the Mac dugout in the bottom of the top of the 7th inning when the 2-run home run that Thomas hit over the left field fence tied it up at 8 against State Fair. So, like I said, plenty of things for the Cardinals to smile about, be proud of, as they take a team photo down the right field line as we wrap things up here. It's deflating for us too. Jack Sadler back in the KREI studio. You know, we wanted Mac to do well. We wanted Jeffco to do well. Unfortunately that both of their seasons come to a close here, but you know what? Fun baseball in the Farmington, Park Hills, Hillsboro, Festus area. The junior college athletics are really strong around there. The high school scene is pretty awesome too. So we're just happy to be in the mix of it all. And our thanks to Kevin Mulder, Josh Bunzelmeyer, Meyer. Knew I'd mess that one up. Aaron Meyer. And Tony Underwood, coaching staff for Jefferson College. My thanks to Blake Jones, head coach of the Cardinals. Jordan Thompson, as you just heard a few minutes ago, the assistant coach for the Cardinals. As well as Ryan Verjink, the pitching coach from my backyard in Houston. And nice conversations with him as well. And then, of course, Jeremy Reddig, who is a graduate assistant. Jeremy Reddig. Graduate assistant, came used to play for Mac, came back, getting his master's in athletic administration. We wish him the best. I don't know if he'll be back on the sidelines next year or not. I think he wraps up his master's next semester, so probably not. But just a great group of guys on the Jefferson College side and on the Mineral Area College side as well, and good ball players as well. So it was fun to be here, but it does sadly come to an end today in Joplin on this Friday night for both Mineral Area College and Jefferson College. So real quickly, Gilster Mary Lee Drive of the Game. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371. That's Mike Welker, 800-851-5371. Gilster Mary Lee Drive of the Game. You pick one of those home runs from from Crowder, either the two-run opposite field blast by the shortstop Fraylin Cabrera or the three-run monster shot by Sam Chaput out to right center field that cleared not only the three-foot brick wall, but appeared to clear the fence about 15, 20 feet behind that wall. I mean, that was crushed. Or it could be the two-run home run by Quinn Cherry to left center field, the DH for Crowder. So all three of those worthy of the Gilster Mary Lee Drive of the Game. As for the play of the game, brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's. St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Check them out. Patsy's Furniture, play of the game. One of those three home runs. Like I said, you pick. And the Applebee's player of the game, doing good in the neighborhood. Applebee's in Farmington. Got to go back to the Crowder side. I mean, they put up 15 runs tonight. So player of the game there. Sam Chaput. There we go. Had an RBI double, a single, a three-run home run. Wound up going 3 for 5 at the plate with 4 runs driven in and 3 runs scored. So he is the Applebee's Farmington player of the game there for the Crowder side. So, all right, that's it from Joplin. I'm Matt Greenwood, going to sign off here for one last time. We'll be back with you on Monday on KJEF and KREI as we have Class 3, District 3 first round action. The first matchup of the day is St. Pius Kingston at 2 o'clock. Following them will be the 2-7 West County taking on Grandview. West County the 2, Grandview the 7. That'll be a 4 o'clock first pitch. And then wrapping up the first round coverage of the Class 3 District 3 tournament will be 4-seed Arcadia Valley, who Jake Pryor, Mac right fielder, played for a couple of years ago, taking on the 5th-seed Herculaneum Blackcats led by Zach Bone, the head coach there. So that'll be the first round coverage on Monday on KJFF and KREI, and then we'll have semis and championship on those networks based on who is playing in those respective games. Jefferson is the top seed in that tournament, so I guarantee you that one of those semis will be on KJF. So that's when you'll hear me next, and I'll be out there with Nick Lewis on Monday, so certainly looking forward to that. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to Junior College Baseball here on KREI and KJEF. For those of you that are Jefferson College followers, I appreciate you. For those of you that follow Mac, I know Chad Speaker appreciates you, and I appreciate you as well. So thanks for being with us. Thanks for listening. We know you don't have to, but we love that you do. And the final score here tonight, Crowder 15, Mineral Area College 3. Crowder State Fair will duke it out tomorrow for the Region 16 title. Crowder's got to get 2 wins on the day to advance to the next round. Again, my great appreciation to everybody involved. Jack Sadler back in the KREI studio. And once again, thank you as well. We are turning out the lights here at Joe Becker Stadium in Joplin, Missouri. Mac and Jeffco see their seasons come to an end.